25 pounds?
No, I ordered 200.
What is beef?
You still got that meat connector? You get $12.50 for that on eBay.
Boom.
Welcome back to DMR. Thank you for tuning back in. Much obliged. So, hope you enjoyed my review for The Menu. Awesome film starring Anya Taylor-Joy. And you've also got Ralph Fiennes as well. So go back and check it out. It is streaming now on Disney Plus. So sticking on the food theme, I'm going to review a series that came out mid last year. I did catch it towards the end of last year. It was out on Disney Plus and FX, I believe, as well, called The Bear. So situated in a restaurant in Chicago. So let's go through that show. But before we do, let's go over our main sponsors for the show, which is Pure Spectrum and, of course, Manscaped as well. So as you can see, we are back at the Pure Spectrum Farm. All the range is up on the screen there, from the oils, gummies, creams, you name it. So the team there have got a very specific goal. So their mission is to improve quality of life by connecting people to the healing powers of the hemp plant. So they've also got the Pure Spectrum Black Label. It's great for after the gym. They've also got the EndoPet as well. Very handy stuff for your pets. We use it on our Labrador once. It was a big improvement in his temperament. But as we can see there, we've got the oils and the creams that arrived a few weeks ago. Part of my daily health routine now. So massive thank you to the guys at Pure Spectrum. It is awesome gear, guys, so make sure you jump online and check it out. And remember that 15% off promo code is DEWYCBD. That's DEWYCBD for 15% off. Cheers. So, gents, time is definitely a ticking because Valentine's Day is just around the corner and we've got the package for your package. So, this is the Platinum Package 4.0. So, we've got the classic lawnmower there, 4.0. It's got a 4000K spotlight, awesome trimmer for below the waist and, of course, all over the body as well. We've also got the Weed Whacker, the nose and ear trimmer, very handy little tool, that one. We've also got the deodorant, the crop preserver, and the crop reviver, and that's part of my daily hygiene routine. They're also throwing in the magic mat to clean up all of your mess, the body wash, the 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, and of course the shed travel bag as well. So this will come in very handy for Valentine's Day, so make sure you use that 20% off code, which is DEWY20. You can see it up on the screen there, DEWY20, and that works store wide. So be sure to have your package up to speed for this Valentine's Day, gents. It's awesome gear, so make sure you use that promo code. And thanks to the team at Manscaped. So The Bear, a 2022 series that came out on Disney Plus. It's also on FX as well, I believe. I didn't watch the trailer for this particular series, nor did I watch the trailer for The Menu. So I might start to do that a little bit more often because I was pleasantly surprised with both The Menu and The Bear as well. But I am a trailer addict when they come out. Sometimes I will do a trailer reaction for a particular movie, but I might start to cut back a little bit just to leave a little bit more intrigue in terms of what I am viewing. So The Bear, we've got Jeremy Allen White. He's the main character in this particular show. So he works for a 3 or 4 chef hat. It's the best restaurant in the world, very similar to Ralph Fiennes in The Menu. So he's absolutely smashed by this particular head chef that he works for. It's upmarket, it's exclusive, it looks ridiculous, very similar to The Menu. So we follow this character at the start of the series, but tragedy comes along to his family. Spoiler warning, you have been warned. So his brother basically dies and he has to take over the family business, which is back in Chicago, the windy city of Chicago, where he has to take over a diner or quite a famous restaurant where they have all these different styles of sandwiches and roast beef and all these meats and all that stuff. So he has to go back there and the business is in a hell of a lot of trouble. There is debt piling up. He's borrowed $300,000. His brother Now he has to find a way to basically keep the business going, keep all the staff there, and also pay back the loan that he got. So it is a bit of a dark comedy, dramedy, so to speak, but it is very much worth a watch. So let's go through it a little bit more.
You cut vegetables like a bitch.
Not system. System, baby.
System. System. This is your brother's house. I was running it fine without you.
Why didn't he leave it to you then?
So what I really loved about this particular series, not because it was set in a three or four hat chef restaurant or whatever you call it, it was the back end of a kitchen in Chicago. So whilst it did look very good in this very exclusive restaurant where he used to work, what I loved was seeing everybody, all the idiosyncrasies in the back end of the kitchen, the different characters develop over the 8-part series. And we've got Jeremy Allen White with his relationship with his cousin, I believe, who pushes drugs on the side. It was very cool going backwards and forth and seeing what this chef has to do to basically keep everybody's head above water. It's absolute chaos when you do see some of the things that happen in this series, especially when there's an incident where the orders go out for free and then there is some code or something along those lines where people just starting to order all this free food and they have to start preparing it, and it just all goes by the wayside. It's an absolute car accident to watch, but it's very cool to see up on the screen. I really did love when they're preparing all the foods. It was almost that 4D type aspect where you can almost smell and taste what they were preparing up on the screen. Completely immersive environments. The kitchen out the back is pretty grimy and gritty to a degree. They've also got some accidents that do happen. You've also got the health department that come in and basically give them a 4-star rating or a 3-star rating or something along those lines. So all the trials and all the mishaps are all there to be lapped up, and it's a very cool series to watch.
Don't wipe your hands on your apron, Chef.
Jeff,
I refer to everybody as Chef because it's a sign of respect.
You can throw down, huh?
Behind.
So how you gonna pass the family test? Delicious or impressive?
Delicious is impressive.
All right.
Yo, family's up.
I just never had platanos with like grass on them.
We want to change this restaurant, right? But we have to change the chemistry.
Hey, why are you always like watching me?
Because it's just sort of my job.
So the pros and cons for The Bear. So as I mentioned, the pros in it, it's an awesome looking show. I loved all of the character development and building, especially between Jeremy Allen White and his cousin throughout the show. They have to deal with the death of the brother as well, so there's the aftermath of that. Paying off the $300,000 to somebody in the neighborhood and dealing with all the pain in the ass customers as well, whilst trying to keep everybody up to speed with how a 3 or 4 chef hat restaurant does work. And they're bringing that into the Windy City of Chicago in this restaurant. So very cool to see. So the cons, I don't really have any cons at this point in time. Maybe one, which would be, it would have been probably better if they had had a couple of more episodes, maybe 1 or 2 more episodes to make it a 10-part series. But I'm probably nitpicking at this point in time. So the verdict, I will give my number one rating. It is an awesome show. It's on Disney Plus at the moment. My wife and I did power through it, and I'm very much looking forward to season 2. So as we can see here up on the screen on Rotten Tomatoes, 100%. So can you get much better than that? No, you can't. So there you go. So you can't beat it. Jump on Disney Plus, watch it now. So thank you for tuning in to my review for The Bear. And as always, I will catch you on the Menge.
We're the Chili Flakes, because it organizes, it's more confusing.
Right there. Label Chili Flakes.
This is a delicate ecosystem, and it's held together by a shared history and love.
I have every intention of turning this into a respectable place of business. Eventually.
Time to try the new sandwiches.
Yo, this shit looks different.
What do you think?
It's redundant and white, just like you.
So there you have it, The Bear, an awesome series on Disney Plus now. So do me a massive favor, smash on that subscribe button and join the DMR crew. Cheers.